You know, when we hear about artificial intelligence, it's so easy to get caught up in this high-stakes narrative of a US-China arms race. But honestly, if you look past the headlines, there's a much deeper, unifying reality underneath. Researchers and engineers on both sides are actually sharing a profound, almost palpable anxiety about AI safety and control.
That's a really important point to underscore. And I think it gets right to the heart of the matter. Despite all the geopolitical friction and export restrictions we see playing out in the media, the technical community is increasingly realizing that this isn't about competition anymore. It's about survival.
It's genuinely a bit unsettling when experts start warning about what they're calling a potential Chernobyl moment. We're talking about a catastrophic, unpredictable failure in complex autonomous systems that could just cascade globally, completely rendering diplomatic boundaries irrelevant.
And that risk is only growing because our current development model is so heavily skewed towards speed, scale, and raw compute power. We're pushing those foundational questions about safety, alignment, and long-term stability dangerously into the background.
Exactly. And it's not just theoretical. We're seeing rapid capability escalation that's consistently outpacing our evaluation frameworks. Add in increasingly opaque decision-making processes and this intense commercial pressure to deploy models before they've been thoroughly validated. It's a heavy burden to carry.
Which brings us to the reality that AI is inherently borderless. It relies on global data flows, open source architectures, and shared research networks. So a major failure in one region wouldn't just stay there. It would inevitably trigger worldwide consequences.
And you know what? That shared vulnerability is actually sparking something really hopeful. We're already seeing informal dialogues popping up between independent labs and academic institutions. They're working to establish baseline safety standards, share alignment research, and even develop joint monitoring protocols.
It's a necessary shift. The critical takeaway here is that AI development can no longer be treated as a zero-sum game. We can't just focus on beating the other side. We have to focus on keeping the whole system stable.
I completely agree. While nations will absolutely continue investing in technological advancement, the real focus has to pivot. It's no longer about building the largest, most powerful models. It's about ensuring they actually behave as we intend.
And making that happen will require pragmatic international cooperation. We need independent auditing bodies and advanced interpretability tools to verify those safety claims and make AI behavior truly predictable.
It really does demand a certain kind of humility from all of us. At this level of complexity, diplomatic foresight is just as vital as engineering prowess. We have to think ahead.
Absolutely. By prioritizing transparency, fostering cross-border dialogue, and implementing rigorous safety guardrails, the global AI community can actually prevent catastrophic failure. We can steer this technology toward a stable, beneficial future for everyone.
Beautifully said. The race is still on, I know, but I truly believe the path we choose together matters far more than who crosses the finish line first.